Okay, I just like to say it is 11:01 here tonight, which will soon be Saturday morning. This is Terry McKeithen. I'm here at the table, snack for the night. I know some of you have overdone it, but I want to give you some spiritual food tonight, some soul food, as I said, here at the table. I do want y'all to come in and let me welcome you. I welcome each and every one of you to come in and listen. In the background, you hear my husband. He's munching. He's having his little midnight snack. So while he's having his little midnight snack, I'm going to just give y'all a little something to snack on too. But I'm going to give you something that's good and you can taste and see. Oh, that the Lord is good. I'm telling you tonight, if you would just take time to just to magnify him and just to glorify him and tell of his goodness tonight. He's good all the time, and yet and still some of us may already have went to sleep. But just know that he has angels watching over us. And tonight, as I say, I just want to give you a little something, a little nugget, a little something to, you know, to enhance you tonight. Once again, it is Friday night at 11:02. It is May the first, 2020. I keep wanting to put that May the 20th. I don't know what's going on for May the 20th, but it just keeps coming in my spirit tonight. But anyway, like I said, I hope you guys, some of you are listening, you know, you're trying to get to sleep. I just want to say that my spirit is very well alert tonight. So I just want y'all to know that I'm here to give you what the Lord is giving to me tonight. And he's just telling me tonight for you all to learn how to rest in him. Just learn how to put your trust in him and just learn how to relax. I mean, he's telling you to rest in him. You know, he said he even made the world, and when he made the world, he created, you know, the heavens and the earth, and he brought about the sea, and he began to move things. He even made man. So in the beginning, God created all of these things. Now that we're able to enjoy, even though man has taken credit for a lot of things, it was not for the Lord, would we all be. We know that children, they are born. It's God's gift. Children are a gift from the Lord. But a lot of us, we have a ceremony. Once we have a child, we give it back up to the Lord. Some of us, we don't do that as a traditional thing. As some do it as a ritual, some do it as a religious thing. But we know that children are of the Lord tonight. So I do want y'all to just take time, and if you want to just relax and just lay back and just meditate on the Word of God tonight. And once again, I just want to say that I'm here to give you that bread of life, bread from heaven, and want you all to enjoy it tonight. Oh, sweet. It is so sweet to know Jesus. He is the sweetest name. It is the sweetest name. And I know the name of Jesus, the sweetest name that I know. So I want y'all to just think about his goodness tonight. Just begin to think about where you was at this time last year. You know, you can even think about where you was at last week. But even thinking about it, he said, forget about those things which are behind you and press towards the mark of the high calling. We want to press on tonight. We want our spirit, man. We want to be revived and refreshed. You know, we want to have a revival with our soul tonight. We want to be led under the Holy Spirit. We want to be fed. I mean, he will lead and guide us into all truth. And that's what we want tonight. We want the truth. You know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. No man can even try to enter into the doors. And if they do, they got to come through him. He said, in any other way, it's like you're a thief. He said, a thief. And we know a thief is a thief. And there's a difference between a thief and a robber. A thief is someone that comes and takes things when you are not looking. But a robber is one who will take right there while you are watching them. They'll rob you blind, as they say. But it's just a saying. And so we have to learn to watch what we say and be careful what we say. And we are peculiar people tonight. I want to say that my broadcast tonight. I'm Terry McKeeson. I'm here to bring you the word, and the word of God is the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life because he is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And I just know that he spoke the word, and things became in place. Things became into existence. And I thank God because tonight I know his word is a lamp unto my feet. It is a path of righteousness that we are trying to be on that road to follow tonight. So you all that are listening, as you're coming into at the table tonight, I'm here to just sit back with you, just take off your shoes. I mean, you're already in the bed, maybe you got on your pajamas, your PJs, and you're just sitting there. Some of you, you know, becoming restless, and I have to say, yeah, some of us among the young and the restless. But if we're too restless tonight, get your word out tonight. I'm gonna bring some a few scriptures out tonight. You know, I'm coming at you tonight, and to give you hope, to let you know that he is that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. So tonight, I'm hoping that something I said tonight may have encouraged you to read your Bible tonight. Maybe it might have been something I said through a scripture. You know, you might want to find out what a scripture is or what I was saying, you know, as I was talking tonight. Like I said, now you might hear some snow in the background, but of course it is my husband snow in the background. You know, so he is tired. You know, he's had a long day. He's an early riser. But nevertheless, I thank God, for God is with him and covering him. So at this time, I'm going to pause and I'm going to come back. Because I did, like I said, I'm going to bring y'all some scriptures. And even more, I want y'all to know how also to slay your giants in your life. I want y'all to know how to fight that demon. Sometimes it's trying to keep you up. It's nothing but a test. You need to find that Bible, take it off that shelf, dust it off, begin to read the Word of God. I'm going to read a little bit tonight as I pause. So, okay, I'm going to be back with you guys. Okay, good evening, my podcast listeners. Here I am at Anchor FM, Terry McKeeson. Thank you for coming in and joining me here at the table at my Soul Cafe, where you can come and sit down and enjoy yourself. You can enjoy your meals. Amen. I have an awesome menu here, and I know that your soul would be so delighted in this menu. I'm here to serve you, and whip you up something good for that soul. I also got some drinks. I got some cooling water, something that will fulfill you. Yes, it will fulfill you, that living water. He said, I am that living water. He that drinks of this water shall never thirst again. Also, I got some bread representing that he is the bread of life. We can break bread together, my listeners. So come on in. It's Monday evening. It is now almost 7 o'clock. I'm finding myself here in this time, just rejoicing and thanking God for everything that he's done throughout the day. It is getting late in the evening, as they say. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, we just still want to bless the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised today. Today is Monday, May the 4th, 2020. Here on my podcast, here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen. I do want you to stop in here at my cafe and have a drink. If you're not hungry, have a drink. All drinks on me, okay? All right, so as we come into the cafe, the Soul Cafe, we do want you to come in, and as we begin to open up, we're going to open up today with a prayer. You know, prayer changes things. And I just want to say today to all that are coming in today, let us eat of this bread of life. And this bread of life also will help us to live eternal life. So we're going to eat of that true and that living bread.
and his name is Jesus. And we come to know him, those that know him, we know him as our Savior, our personal Savior. Just like you have a personal accountant or personal assistant, he is our personal Savior. And I thank God for coming, for him coming into my life when he did. I know that he loves me, and I love him too. I'm in love with a man named Jesus, and how sweet it is to know him. It is so sweet. In the name Jesus, he's talking about sweet. It's the sweetest name that I know. I do want y'all to come in sometime, and let me see what I can stir up for you. We definitely want to stir up the gifts in you. I know some of you got some gifts, and God-given gifts. Gifts are without repentance, we do all know. And that when God gives you a gift, and it might be to just help people. You might have a helping ministry. That's a helping ministry where you can help people. And he might not just give you money to be able to help them, but wisdom. You know, sometimes we don't always have to have wisdom, but we always go to the older people. I'm older, and I'm getting to be an elder. So when we was growing up, we would go to the elders of the church and talk to them, because we knew they had wisdom and knowledge. They could keep us on the right path. So today I want to keep y'all on the right path. I want to keep your minds and spirit in tune today. I want you to be feeling yourself enjoying and relaxing. Not stressing, not a lot of anxiety. So we bind all that stuff up. You come into the cafe today, the Soul Cafe. We gotta bind up some things. We gotta just throw that on out of here. We can't have that in our cafe today. I come in here with some love and some joy and some patience, some understanding, some wisdom, some knowledge, and I'm ready to help you to enjoy these things and the gifts of the Spirit, and let you enjoy knowing who Jesus is. And it is a blessing to know the man from Galilee. And I know that he was a little baby boy. He grew up for you and I. So I'm excited about what Jesus is doing in our life. I'm excited about my cafe, my Soul Cafe, of course. I'm thanking God I'm able to feed his sheep. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. And my sheep, they hear my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. Okay, so as you come into the my podcast today, I'm here on Anchor FM, and this is Terry McKeithen. Also, I want to say that I have enjoyed doing the podcast. At first, I was very hesitant about doing it. I didn't want to push the button in fear of, but I began to speak and tell fear where it had to go, and I took it off my menu. It's not on my menu. So I couldn't eat that. So, I had my plate, and I had some other things that I had put on my plate, to serve and to enjoy. And fear was not going to be one of them. So I decided to take the chance and hit the button. And I think that I know for a fact, thank God, that I overcome that fear. So I'm excited once again about I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer here at the Soul Cafe, here at the table. So I'm inviting you once again to come on in, sit down, enjoy, and relax. How about that? I can brew you up something real special. Got a special menu going on here. On the special today is love. We want to say that we want to love each and every one of you as Christ has loved us. We want to love one another. We want to obey God. We want to have love for God. We want to keep him first in everything that we do. So let's put God back first. Some of you might have gotten away from your first love, needed to return back onto your first love. You just have to repent. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. So today I'm encouraging you to get to know Jesus if you don't know him. If you have a personal relationship with him, he is awesome. If you don't know him, oh wow, you are missing such a treat. He is the real thing, and he is better than Coca-Cola. I'm here to tell you. So I just want y'all to know that I have enjoyed you here at the podcast, here at the Soul Cafe, at the table. I am Terry McKeithen here at Anchor FM. Also, I would like to encourage you to start a podcast. They have the app that you can download and come in and podcast your own show. Do your own thing. Maybe you have been thinking about doing something creative this year. Never got around to it. When everyone said the whole world stopped, so we had to get off of it. So I found something that I have enjoyed doing. And I also enjoy listening to others as they have done their podcast. So if you all would, take time to go to the website and look on the app, on the website, and download that app, Anchor at FM. Also, keep your heads up. God's got something special for you. He knows all about your situation, so be encouraged today. And thank you all for coming in, those listeners. And I do want to say, if there's any birthdays here on this podcast today, I do want to wish you all a happy birthday, and may God bless you to see many, many more. God bless you all.